An Alliance man has pleaded not guilty to aggravated murder in the death of his wife. 50-year-old Robert Ross entered the plea today during his arraignment in Stark County Common Pleas Court. He was indicted by a grand jury last week. Prosecutors say 38-year-old Ashley Ross was found dead May 13th inside the couple's West Ely Street home. Robert Ross was arrested in the Morgantown, West Virginia area, returned to Ohio, and remains held on a $5 million bond. He also faces two counts of murder, felonious assault, domestic violence, and firearm specifications. A pretrial hearing is scheduled for July 22nd. Canton City Hall is closed today after a waterline break inside the building. The city says all appointments, meetings, and court hearings will be rescheduled for a future date. In a Facebook post, city officials say the Canton Police Department and dispatch operations remain fully operational and are ready to serve the community. A man faces charges after authorities say he attacked employees of the multi-county juvenile attention system in Canton Township. 20-year-old Shane Harris of Canton is accused of striking or attempting to harm four staff members while they were trying to place him in hand restraints Sunday. He allegedly punched two employees, kicked another in the stomach, and punched and bit a fourth staffer. Harris faces four felony counts of assault. He was arrested Thursday, and his arraignment is set for Monday in Canton Municipal Court. Nimishillen Township trustees approved a pay increase for the fire department Thursday. WDPN's David Schurer reports.
The 28 members of the fire department, including salary and hourly paid, will receive a 3% pay increase effective July 11. Trustees also approved Cameron Huffman as a part-time firefighter EMT in order to schedule a pre-employment physical, renew the Chamber of Commerce membership at $165, the hiring of father and son property maintenance to remove trees from a residence at 5122 Glen Oak Drive, the $5,395 cost to be added to the tax bill of the property, and a 3-year cybersecurity contract for $1,867 per month from a Lebanon, Ohio business.
Memorial services have been scheduled for a mother and her 13-year-old daughter who were killed in Sunday's shooting in Rittman. Visitation for 43-year-old Christy McWilliams and McKinley McWilliams of Rittman will be held tomorrow from 4 until 7 at Rittman United Methodist Church, followed by a memorial service at 7. They were killed in the shooting that also claimed the life of Rittman Police Sergeant Scott Reese. Their ashes will be buried at Rittman Cemetery. A two-vehicle crash shut down Route 30 in Columbiana County this morning and sent three people to the hospital. The Highway Patrol says a car and a minivan collided in West Township, just west of Kensington, around 8. Two people were taken to Altman Hospital, while a third was transported to a hospital in Youngstown. Troopers say the injuries are not believed to be life-threatening. The crash is under investigation. Several East Palestine businesses have settled lawsuits against Norfolk Southern over claimed losses from the 2023 train derailment and chemical spill. The cases were resolved after 2 days of mediation, with the settlement terms remaining confidential. Business owners claimed the derailment caused lost customers, revenue, closures, and other damages. The federal court will keep jurisdiction to make sure the agreements are carried out. East Liverpool is mourning the loss of longtime City Council President John Torma. He died Wednesday at the age of 72 after serving the community as president for more than 30 years. A moment of silence is planned at the August 3rd council meeting. Mayor Bobby Smith will appoint someone to serve the remainder of Torma's term, which runs through the end of next year. Mahoning County officials say the area is not expected to qualify for state or federal disaster assistance following Sunday's severe storms. They say damage from the EF1 tornado and macro burst falls short of the required funding thresholds. Cleanup is expected to take several weeks, though power has been restored to most customers. Officials are urging residents to document damage, file insurance claims, and watch out for storm-related scams. A Youngstown man's sentence has been overturned in a crash case involving the November 2023 death of 12-year-old Giovanni LaBooth. 33-year-old Brandon Kennedy had been sentenced last year to 11 to 15 years in prison after pleading guilty in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court to aggravated vehicular homicide and vehicular assault. The 7th District Appeals Court determined prosecutors did not follow the sentencing recommendation included in Kennedy's deal. The case now returns to the trial court for further proceedings. Boardman teachers say they are prepared to consider a strike if contract talks with the school district breakdown. The Boardman Education Association says 94% of members who voted Wednesday and Thursday supported authorizing a possible strike. Union leaders tell WKBN-TV a walkout is a last resort and they want to reach a new agreement. The current teacher's contract expired at the end of June, with mediation set for July 20th. Warren City Council has rejected a fact finder's recommendation in contract talks with the city's firefighters union. Council members took the action Wednesday, then met in executive session and made no further announcements. The Tribune Chronicle reports the fact finder had recommended pay adjustments after the union argued Warren firefighters have fallen behind in wages compared to inflation, other fire departments, and the city's police officers. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.